Some days are terrible, you wish that you were dead. And some days are magical, like great banana bread. Someday we'll be friends with the voices in our heads. The voices in our heads.
Hey, hi. Oh man, guess who didn't kill themselves this week? You didn't. Congratulations and welcome to The Voices in Our Heads. I'm Christina Marie Hutchinson, and I'm here, and you're here, and I really, thanks for listening, man. I love you. No, I do. It might make me uncomfortable, but maybe that's because you got to ask yourself, am I really comfortable with intimacy, or do I run away from it? As someone who runs away from it, I got it. Oh, man. This is going to be, I think I'm going to say this is going to be a short episode, but who knows? I'll look down and be like, 2 hours? I've been talking for 2 hours. Time flies when you're hilarious. Ugh, kill me. Oh, here's some shows that I got coming up, guys. Tomorrow through December 30th in New York City, I'm featuring for Dave Attell at Caroline's on Broadway. He's the shit. He's one of the best comedians on the planet. Go. Can you go? Can you come? Oh, thank you. Okay. And Thursday, January 16th, Justin Silver and I co-host We're Not Banging. That's at The Stand. That show's at 8 p.m. And then after the show, we're having an after party with a DJ. And like Tito's is sponsoring it. And they're like donating $1 from like every like Tito's cocktail to like Funny for Fido. And that's like Justin's like thing where he like, I don't know, something about dogs. But it's good. It's a good one. It's a charity. So if you get a ticket to the show, a after party ticket comes with that. If you just want to go to the after party, all right, fine. But you can do that too. I don't know how much the tickets are going to be, but just be on the lookout for that. Justin's figuring it out because a portion of it's going to charity. Again, with the dogs. I should probably read more shit before I say it. But, you know, it is what happens. And then the next Glamour Puss is Saturday, January 25th. Oh, man. Oh, God, I love that show. And then Philly, I'm headlining Helium Comedy Company or Helium Comedy Club. What the fuck? I'm sober, but very hungover. February 6th to the 8th, Philadelphia. You got to come to that. It's going to be a lot. Man, okay. Do you guys do this? I do. So I work, you know, I'm a freelancer. I guess a freelancer. I don't know. Is that what you call me? Apparently we got a union where we can get insurance. Oh, I got to add that to my New Year's resolution. Hold on 1 second. Get health insurance. I live in New York City. So it's going to only be like $975 a month. Like it's like not bad, but I'll get in these phases. Cause last week I was sick. And I won't check my emails. I'll be like, I'm sick. I'm going to just lay down. Which is good. I mean, that's, you know, I can check my emails. I just choose not to when I'm sick. And then sometimes when I'm traveling, I don't check my emails, especially if I'm driving, if I'm in a city where I'm driving constantly. But what happens is I won't check my emails for 2 days. And then the voices in my head will be like, Christina, you fucking dumb bitch. You check your emails. And then I'll get so sad and like, anxious over those voices. I'm like, you're right, I gotta check them. I'll be so scared to check my emails. I'm like, I probably like miss like a bunch of shows and auditions and spots and it's just this terrible I am a Jew. Merry Christmas, by the way. And it's just this terrible cycle, and it just feeds into itself like a fucking termite or whatever, or a bug that feeds on itself. And killing it with the metaphors. And I just get in this like paralyzed anxiety state over my emails. And I'm like, I can't look at it. And then I have to like, not trick myself, more like baby myself into checking my emails. These are the voices in my head when I do this. Christina, sit down. Don't look at the shiny thing. Sit down. Don't play the piano. Don't look at your phone. Sit down. Open your laptop. Go to www.gmail.com and just do it, okay? You're going to feel so much better. And then the other voices in my head, I'm like, no, I can't. Everyone's probably really mad at me because I'm not getting back to them and I'm so irresponsible and I'm lazy and everybody. It's just, I mean, It's a lot. And I'm really big on the turning notifications off of my phone. Oh, man. When cell phones got email, that's the day we all died inside. When cell phones got the ability to have your emails on them, I mean, we just, a part of our hearts just went. Wait, let me do a good one because I'm so good at fart sounds. Yeah, so the BlackBerry came out and it was like. That's what happened. And so I turn my text notifications off in the morning. I turn them off at night. And then I don't turn them on until like the afternoon. And then people are like, hello. I'm like, oh, sorry. Because, you know, I do business on the phone. I got to fucking be on top of that. But I'll turn my email notifications are off almost all the time on my cell phone. And because I don't want to, you can't get me anytime you want. And part of me making sure that it goes that way is turning my notifications off so I'm not bothered. Because if I see an email, I'm like, oh, Christina, you got to stop doing it. But then what happens when you're like walking down the street and then a fire truck comes by and then it stops in front of you and all these hot ass fucking firemen come out of it and start squirting their hoses at a nearby trash can on fire that you did it, but it's like, whatever. No one saw it and you just wanted to. And then somebody else did it and you're just your lucky girl. And you're about to respond to this really important email about a conference call that's being scheduled between 5 people. And everyone's waiting on you to give your fucking time chunks that you can do. And then you get distracted because he's fucking a fireman. Mm. And then you never respond. And everyone's like, hello. And you're like, oh, I want to kill myself. Don't, though. Don't, okay? You made it this far. Don't stop now. Let's do some fuckboy theater. Yay. All right. I'm going to do a couple fuckboy theaters. I got some good ones. You guys, if you want to DM me on Instagram, it's at Christina Hutch. It's KRYSTYNA because a lady my mom met once suggested she spelled it that way and she was like, okay. So just know that that's how it's spelled. Okay. So this fuckboy is named Gret. I think I'm so funny. And this is a Hinge conversation. This guy likes this lady's photo. We'll call her Erin because he says Erin in the thing. So her name's Erin. And she's super cute. Great style. Not that it matters. It's like what matters on the inside. Although you're trying to sell yourself on these dating apps, ladies. You got to fucking get those titties out. You know what I mean? And he likes her photo. And then she invites Gret to chat. Okay, ready? Aloha, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. Ask me a better question, though.
What are you wearing?
Not that one.
Ha 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 ha. I'm kidding. What's up? What are you up to today? Are you from here? Where do you live? There you go.
Not from here, but yes, I live here now. What about you?
Nice. Yep, I live here too. Moved here in May for work. I work and live in Waikiki. Oh, you lucky bitch. What part of the island are you on?
What do you do? I'm on, oh boy, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this one, Waimanalo.
You're all just yelling at me.
Waimanalo. That's what she said. I'm from that place that I just spelled. What do you do?
I'm a restaurant manager. Would you like to grab a drink sometime?
First, what are 2 things you're currently working on about yourself, not physical?
Ha. Never mind. What is this, a fucking job interview? What kind of corny-ass question is that? Wow. Good luck out there. You're gonna need it. Might wanna bring the pretentiousness and self-importance down like 10 notches. You're insufferable, and I haven't even met you. Ha 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 ha. Probably living on mommy and daddy's money, huh? It shows. You're like barely cute, dude. Try humility and not being a brat. Much more attractive.
Ha 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 ha. What the fuck?
And then that's the end of that one. Oh, it's fun. I want to live in Hawaii. Okay, here's another fuckboy theater for you. This guy's name is, it's Gus. It's not Gus, it's something else. Can I come make it up to you?
What? I told you I'm not interested in any of this.
What if I promise to never text you asking to see you again from here on out? No. Despite all the good things that you have said 2 weeks ago, me wanting to see you more and texting just totally ruined it. And then she doesn't respond. The next day he says, busy. And then she doesn't respond. So the next day he says, free to bang tonight. Oh yeah, that'll do it, Gus. Literally all I wanted was to take care of you and try to make you feel good. And you make me feel like a terrible guy for just wanting a little bit of communication.
Not trying to make you feel like a bad guy. Just saying I'm not vibing with it. Don't need and never asked for you to take care of me.
I'm just talking about head. Not dating or anything. I was really just bummed that I didn't hear back from you last night. Like a bug to me that I had to ask you to want to hang out last night instead of you texting me ahead of time that you were free. Can you understand why I was kind of frustrated?
Sure.
Can I come make it up to you?
And then the next day he says,
I need you. I want you to ride me so bad.
Oh my God. The next day he says,
just didn't work out.
And then later that night he says,
can we fuck?
No. Honestly, I don't see us getting together again. You've come on really hard and texting me every day and saying, I need you. I'm just turned off, to be honest with you.
Well, thanks for communicating last night. I really appreciate it. Literally, all I wanted was to take care of you and try to make you feel good. And you make me feel like a terrible guy for just wanting a little communication.
And then, okay, so that's the end of that. And these are bios. So this is a fuck girl. Well, girls. With a Z on the end of it. This guy sent me these girls' Hinge bio, or Tinder. This is Tinder. Tinder bio. And this page, it has two young ladies on the picture. And they're cute, super cute. They're 19. Their names are Fanny and Patty. Just say Fanny and Patty. And they work at Sailors at Girls Trying to Go on a Boat Company. And their bio just says, hello, this is Faith and Paige, and we are looking for a friend that has a boat we can go on. thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Yeah, I got a BFA in acting, and I really rehearsed it. You just gotta like channel your inner fuck boy or fuck girl. It's like not that hard, you know what I mean? Oh man, you wanna hear? Yo, what are you doing? You doing any spreadsheets? No, it's Christmas. What are you doing? You a Jew? You at a Chinese restaurant right now? You got your headphones in? Take them out. Be with your family. But nah, well, if it means stop listening to me, then don't do that. Keep doing what you're doing. I had a crazy, wow. My life is wild. It really is. And that's one of my favorite parts about, that's one of the reasons why I haven't killed myself. It's because my life is just, it's unpredictable, and there's just the weirdest shit happens, and I like it. Good and bad and sad and glad. All of it happens. But get this shit. Oh, man.
So yesterday, so I'm recording this on Sunday night. The Sunday before Christmas, whatever the fuck date it is. I don't know. I don't know what goddamn day it is. I don't know what time it is. I don't know where I am. I don't know whose clothes I have on. But, you know, you figure it out eventually. So last night, so this was last night. So Saturday, get this. Saturday, this is how my Saturday went. I woke up, sick start, I don't know. And then my friend, Mike Racine, he's a comedian too, he's very funny. He's like a handyman guy, so I hired him to make one of my closets a shoe closet because I really wanted a shoe closet because I have two closets in my room. And one of them is a tiny little thing. It looks like it's like the size of a phone booth. And there's roaches everywhere, dude. I gotta fucking figure that out. And so he went to the hardware store and built out a shoe closet for me. And I was like, thank you. And that was cool. And then I was like really prepared. I had Glamour Puss yesterday. It was so much fucking fun. God, that show's so fun. It's very stressful though. Like when you're, let me tell you, when you're hosting, you produce, you book it, you co-host it, you're producing the show, essentially. And then, you know, you have fans there, listeners there, like people come to see you. It's just so much stress. Producing a monthly show is not, it's not that fun, but that's okay. Like I love doing it. I love doing it, but it's not that fun because it's so stressful. But it's like, I'm trying to like breathe into it. Like, you know, like when I'm feeling stressed, you just like my therapist is like, do earth breathing. I'm like, what? And she's like, just do it. I'm like, all right. You know, so but it's a good exercise in like, you know, handling stress and just being like a better person. I love Glamour Puss. The opening Wendy and I did, oh, so fucking funny. And it was, so that started at 8 o'clock and went until about 10. And that's, it's just, it's an exhausting evening. It's so exhausting. I enjoy it, but it's so exhausting because I want to say hi to everybody, wants to say hi afterwards. And I got to get all my shit. And then I planned a second date with very sexy man. That's all I'm going to say. Just a very sexy man. This guy's so hot. We met up for the second time. And at 10:30, right around the corner from where Glamour Puss was. And we hung out for a couple hours. Got a lot of dirty martinis. Oops. And that was fun. And then he drove me home. And I was like, good night. It was really cute. He drives a Dodge Challenger. I'm like, what? That's my favorite car. So yeah, that was wonderful. So he dropped me off at like 12:30 p.m. Okay. Now I was considering going to the Saturday Night Live after party last night. Like I was like, oh, Eddie Murphy's hosting. Oh God, legend, fucking legend. And it was a big deal that he was hosting. I'm just really obsessed with SNL, as you know. And so I was going to go, but then we were like talking. And he's like, oh, are you going to go to the party later? I'm like, yes, I'm so tired. Like, I don't really want to. But we had a really great time. And then he dropped me off and then he left. And then my friend texted me and he was like, hey, you want to go to the SNL party? I'm going. It's here. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired. And I said to myself, Christina, can we please go to bed? One of the voices in my head was like, Christina, SOS. Like, can we go to bed? Like, oh, what a day, you know? What a day. You're so tired. I want to go to bed. You're so cozy. You're home. But then this other voice in my head was like, nah, bitch, you're going to that Eddie Murphy after party, motherfucker. And the part that was like, please, can we go home? Can we go to bed? Was like, oh, Christina, fine. And so I fucking go to the Saturday Night Live Eddie Murphy episode after party. Oh, man. And it was at this dope spot and a bunch of my comedian friends were there. And then dude, I don't know, the balls on me, okay? The balls on me. And I know you're like supposed to say like ovaries, like, cause balls are like actually like testicles are like weak if you kick them, they're like, eh, it hurt. And then ovaries are like more whatever. But no, the balls on me. I'm at this party. I'm talking to my friends, talking to a couple friends, and then I'm down. The room is, this is like this nightclub place, whatever. And I'm downstairs, and fucking, first of all, Lizzo walks in, and I was like, I love you, Liz. I can't speak. Like, I couldn't speak. I was like, oh, that's a Lizzo. Oh my God. That's what I you would think, like, oh, you probably just like those are the voices in your head as you see somebody like that just blows you away. No, out loud, I'm like, that's God, Lizzo, guys. Guys, that's Lizzo. Oh, God. Turn around. Like, I can't. I just get so tongue-tied. That was, like, amazing. And I just was feeling, I don't know. I don't know if it was from having a great Glamour Push show and then having this shoe closet and then going to get martinis with this really sexy man. I don't know what it was. But I was feeling confident. And I looked to my left. Oh, and fucking at a booth, at a like a table, is Lorne Michaels. I mean, I've seen him a bunch of times. When I see him, I'm like, oh, God, it's Lorne Michaels. It's Lorne Michaels. Oh, it's Lorne Michaels. Like, I can't. He's one of those people, too, for me. And Dave Chappelle is sitting with him. And now I got an in with Chappelle. Because I've opened, Corinne and I opened for him a while back. And then every time I see him, I'm like, hi, I'm Christina from Guys We Fuck. Remember we opened for, like, just give him the lowdown. Because I don't know if you remember. I never want to assume people remember me. I don't, and I never get offended when they don't. I truly don't. A lot of people do, but I don't give a shit. You remember me or you don't. Whatever. So I try to do people a courtesy of like, oh, you know, hey, Dave, I saw you, blah, blah. And then Steve Higgins. And Steve Higgins is the voice in SNL. He's a producer. He produces the late night show. Like, he's a big name. Big name in comedy. Very funny man. So these fucking legends are sitting there talking. And I was in the middle of talking to my friend. And I look over and I was like, I'm going to go sit down at that table. And my friend was like, wait, what? I was like, I don't know where this came from. The balls! I go, I'm going to go over and sit down at the table that is exclusively Lorne Michaels, Steve Higgins, and Dave Chappelle. The balls! And you know what your girl done did? I went over, and I thought Dave looked at me, so I was like, hey, and then he looked away, and I was like, hey, oh, was that Lizzo? Oh my God, Lizzo. And then he looked at, I was waiting for him to, you know, make eyes with me so that I can, you know, say hi, you know, that's how social stuff works. And he goes, hey, and I go in, I give him a hug. I don't know if he likes hugs, probably not. I don't know that I would if I was that famous. And I was like, hey, Christina, we met. He's like, oh, hey, Christina, man, how you doing? And then Steve Higgins starts talking about something. I forget what. Because I was like, and then I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, I am. And then other people, my comedian friends, my stand-up comedian friends are looking over. And they're like, what the fuck is she doing? She just went and sat down. I don't know. I would assume you get the gravity of this, but you don't sit down at a table with Lorne Michaels unless you're on Saturday Night Live or you did something on Saturday Night Live. It's just, to me, I hold that place so holy, and the whole show means so much to me, and I really fucking love SNL, and I'm a nerd about it, and I've read all the books about it, and I love the 1975 cast. Like, it's just, and you just, but you don't do that. You don't. But, you know, this bitch, she does it. She does it. And, man, I was just sitting there and I was like, and then Steve Higgins, like, tried to include me in the conversation. I was like, this is the shit. This is the shit. And I didn't look, I didn't look at Lorne Michaels because I can't look at him. One time I almost spilled coffee on his shoe when I was interning, and I looked at him and he was like, careful. And I was like, oh, God. But he seems very kind, very cool, but he just means too much to me that I can't do it. And then I'm sitting there and all my friends are like standing over them, like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm the shit, dude. Dude, I'm the shit. I got a shoe closet today. I co-hosted a sold out monthly show. I had a lot of martinis with a very sexy man. And now I'm at a table with Dave Chappelle. Like, wow. I mean, good for me. And then they started talking, and then I didn't have anything funny to add to the conversation because I was just, you don't talk when they're talking. You just shut the fuck up and you're like, I can't believe I'm here. And that's what I did. And then I look, Dave asked me something, and I forget what he asked me. And I was like, yo, I gotta go. He's like, oh, you going? I'm like, yeah, I'm out of my league, dude. I gotta go. I don't even know why. Like, thanks for letting me hang. He's like, yeah, whatever. And then I ran away. And then, yeah, that was just that. And then, man, I was so high off of that experience. I was like, I'm the shit. Who does that? The balls. Who does that? I really do have some nerve. But not in a bad way. I mean, it could have gone awry. Here's the thing. I like walking into fires. Not fires meaning like a literal fire or like someone getting punched. Although I do walk into that too. Because I'm like, stop punching. Unless it's a lady. If it's a guy getting punched by another guy, I'm like, I can't do anything. Because you're going to hit me and I'm going to be like, wah. But that 2 seconds, I was like, oh my God. And I went over to my friend. I'm like, I was just sitting at that table. And he was like, yeah, I know. I was like, that was the coolest thing I've ever done. I love myself. I love when I do stuff like that. And that's part, you know what? That's part, whatever that is, that chutzpah. Huh, Jews, happy Hanukkah, by the way. Whatever that chutzpah is, that little like thing, that drive in me, I've snuck myself into very famous people's situations that I should not have been in. But I am so clutch with thinking up a reasons. Like back in the day when I had no street cred, I was like, oh, well, I got to make up the street cred. I don't give a shit. As long as my lies aren't hurting anybody, they're not hurting anybody's feelings that I know of. You know, I'll make up street cred. You fake it till you make it, everybody. That's the moral of the story. I have faked it till I made it. I faked it till I made it. I mean, making it to me means a lot of things, but I broke through the first level of making it by my standards. You all have your own unique standards and you have to honor them. So yeah, I'll walk into that part. I'll walk into any situation. I'll walk up to any person like that, like in a situation that somebody would normally be intimidated by, rightfully so. I don't know what the fuck it is about me, but I'm like, once I make up my mind, like, you're gonna go sit down at that table. I can't not do it. I have to do it. Good for me. It's really made my life rich with experiences. And you know, that's the real wealth, everybody. Experiences and people. I don't know why I'm talking like that. But man, I was so high off of that. So then there's the after party. And I'm like, well, I'm going to that because I'm the shit. And so a bunch of comic friends and we went to the, it was like right down the road, perfect. It was a nightclub, perfect. Played really great hip hop. We got there when hardly anybody was there. And then we got like our little seat area. And it was like a stadium seating in this one area. And then it fucking cut to 30 minutes later, wall to wall. And then I'm waiting for one of the cast members who's a stand-up comedian. His name's Chris Redd. He's a really funny stand-up. He's great on that show. God, he's so funny. Huh, so funny. He was there, and we had been to the after parties previously. And like sometimes when the cast members start smoking weed, that's when you can smoke weed, basically. Because you know, if you're not in the cat, like you gotta act right. You gotta have street smarts about that shit. You can't be too cocky. So I was waiting for, I was like, yo, you gonna like whip out a blunt or something? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Cause when you do it, I'll do it. Twins. And then he started smoking. Then I started smoking. Then everybody started smoking. And before you know it, I'm dancing, sit dancing, which is my new thing. Sit dancing. It's for women in their 30s who wanna groove, but don't really wanna move. You move a little, you move your upper body and you move that ass. And sit dancing's my shit. But when I'm in these after party situations, people pass blunts and I just keep smoking them. And I forget that, like, you can't do that. You gotta cap it. You gotta put, there's gotta be a voice in your head that's like, oh, have I had too much weed this evening? Maybe, perhaps I should, you know, cool it with the substances. I never even asked myself that. And then all of a sudden I look down at my phone and it's 5:30 in the morning. And I'm like, uh-oh. I live by myself. I got to get home. My friends at all left. A couple of my friends were there. But like no one that... And then you're like, oh, I got to get home by myself. I'm like, oh, you ever like, you know, you're in your 30s and shit. And you're like, I'm a grown-ass woman. But then you realize, oh, shit. I got to behave like a grown-ass woman if I am one. I got to get myself home and be responsible. So I was like, team meeting. Me. And I was like, okay, you're stoned as shit. You got to get out of here.
Let's do it. So I made my way through the crowd. Don't really remember it. And usually I remember everything, but that I didn't remember. But I was, you know, I had a long day. I got a shoe closet and like a lot of stuff happened. And so I called an Uber and then I realized I had to pee, but I didn't want to go back into pee. So I was like, and then this is some not grown ass woman shit. I was like, oh, the Uber is like 5 minutes away or whatever. And then the Uber app froze. So I like couldn't tell if he was getting closer or not. And then people were coming out, but I found like a little area in between stoops. And I was like, no one can really see me. I'm just going to like pull my pants down and pee. And I pulled my pants down and I pulled my underwear down. And then like all the SNL cast like came out of the thing. And I like, they like walked right by me. And I'm like, pussy's out. My pussy was out when they were about to approach. And I was like, uh-oh. And you know when you try to get your pants up when your pussy's out on the streets of New York City at 5:30 in the morning and you can't because you're like, did I roll in baby powder? Because these pants ain't going up. And then you got to like pull your shirt down. And then, but your pants, it was a debacle. And then I got in the Uber ride home and I Ubered home. And I was like, I walked in my apartment. I was like, dude, I am the shit. What the fuck? And then I couldn't calm down because I was so excited about everything that transpired. And I really love living. Just all the cells in my body just vibrating really, really intensely all the time. It's not great for your nervous system. But I was like, I got to calm down. What am I? I don't want to calm down, but it's 5 a.m. What are you going to do, Christina? You got to watch a Jeffrey Dahmer docuseries on Hulu. That's what I did. That was the only thing that could calm me down. And then, y'all, the next morning I woke up and I was I have not puked from alcohol use in a long time. Honestly, like, good for me. I'm like kind of proud of myself, but like I haven't really realized that. Like I used to puke all the time from alcohol and I didn't really even have to drink that much. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, maybe I'm allergic, maybe, but am I gonna look into it? No, I'm just gonna drink and then I'm gonna, you know, hopefully figure it out. You know, you develop methods later down the road. Chinese food in between, like a glass of water in between every drink. I mean, that's the best one. I mean, the best one is don't drink. Drink alcohol is poison, but we're not gonna do that. Unless we're sober, in which case, good for you. No, good for you. Good for you. Alcohol, me, I love it. I love drinking. It's really fun because I love nights like that. Like, I love nights where, like, it's just nice. It's fun. But, the every once in a while, and I haven't had a morning like this in a, poof, I felt like I was a freshman at Penn State again. You know when you party and you're like, this is like a bad night ever, and then the next night you're like, bleh, and then you're like, I'm never drinking again. I am never. Wow, this sucks. Every cell hurts, and then you throw up all the things, and then what do? You go like one of those dogs throwing up grass. You just, and then nothing comes up, and then you taste the bile or whatever the fuck that is, and you're like, that's not nice. That sucks. And when so remember last week how I made fun of like when men get sick, they're like such babies. I stand by that. But when I am hungover to the point of puking, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. First of all, I hadn't washed my hair in 7 days. And last night, one of the things I did to calm myself down, well, last night, aka 5:30 in the morning, when I was like, I can't believe I did that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to finally take a shower. It is time to take a shower. And I showered. That felt great. I hadn't showered in a long time. So my hair was curly. So when I woke up the next day, my hair was like, hours later, my hair was just all fucked up because I slept on it. And my hair is wiry. It's like a bird's nest. When I don't, like, care, because I don't have to care all the time, but when I don't, oh boy, it looks wild. So this morning, this afternoon, my hair is everywhere, but not in the, your hair is, not in like the cute, I'm falling in love with you, wow way. It's like, oh, did she escape from an institution? I think she escaped from an institution. If anybody saw me in that moment, I'd never want to see them again. That's how bad it was. I am a baby when I am hungover to the point of puking, and it's like one of those things where you puke, you're like, oh, it feels so bad. It just feels, oh my God, so much better.
And then 20 minutes later, you're like, and then I still had remnants of congestion from being sick. And I don't know what the puking had done, but it knocked loose all this mucus in me. And so, and then, here's something I'm not, here's, oh God. I was naked at one point. Put your dick away. This is not going to be cute. I was naked at one point. And then it was like the third time I got up to puke. And by this time I had nothing left in me. And I was puking, and then I was blowing my nose, and I was bent over, crouched over the toilet, like, you know, kind of like, you know, crouched down, and I'm completely naked. And as I'm puking, I fart in my own face. And I'm like, oh, and that makes me want to puke even more. And then I thought to myself, I'm like, girl, your life is so full of ups and downs, because you just, hours ago, you were at a table looking fly, P.S., with your dirty hair looking great, talking to Dave Chappelle and Lorne Michaels and Steve Engen, and like going, oh, live out here. And now you just farted in your own face, and you're puking even more intensely because that fart was not cute. Oh my God. It's just, and then, yeah. So that happened. It really, I'm a great gal. I just think I like myself. I like myself. And I want you to like yourself too. But don't strive to be like anybody except you, because there's only one you. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I really genuinely mean all the things I'm saying. No, I don't want to talk about that. No, okay, I will. Just because, like, I want to talk about things that, like, interest me, you know? Because if I'm not having fun, you're not fucking having fun. Unless I'm crying, talking about my trauma. And then, I mean, I'm not saying you're having fun with that, but what if your kink was you jerked off to people crying about their trauma? God, you probably would listen to that other episode, like, a million times. I wonder if that's anybody's kink. It's gotta be, dude. It's gotta be, because motherfucker, I wonder if anybody jerked off to me saying I farted in my own face. I bet someone did. Someone's dick went wiggle, wiggle. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't think it's weird if it did. I'm just like, what? So, you know, this cuffing season bullshit. It's not bullshit. It's good shit. It's true shit. Cuffing season, it's like, get a man before it gets cold, or get a cuddle buddy, or get a fuck buddy, or get a boyfriend, or get a girlfriend, or get a wife, or get a cat, get a dog. I don't know. This is human related. But everybody always talks about cuffing season. And I'm like, all right, everyone, relax. Like, maybe you can hug yourself and, like, just be in a blanket and you don't need anybody. But did you miss out on snagging a man for cuffing season? Not a problem. Did you leave your apartment to try and secure a sturdy gentleman to cuff, whatever that means, but you came back with a bag of Doritos and a 4-pack of toilet paper instead? Well, I think I've cracked the code, everybody. This is what I true, and I'm not saying this to be funny. This is actually what I do. And I'm staring at, I sprayed it on me earlier. Okay, I work out at this, like, private training gym, and there's like one bathroom. There's no locker room, so there's one bathroom, and the back of the toilet has all these toiletries. It's like disposable wipes that are basically like a shower, but not a shower. One of the items they have in this basket is, and it's for, you know, you could take it, you can use it, whatever. Some of the things you put back. So one of the things that you're supposed to put back is this bottle of Dove's men's deodorant. It's a Dove spray. It's a spray, aerosol spray deodorant. It smells like a sexy man. Oh my God. So I stole it. Oops. I took it. I was like, that, because I sprayed it on me once because I was like, oh, I forgot deodorant. And then I took it home and I was like, I want to fuck myself. Oh my God. But then, so here's what I came up with. Here's what you do when you feel like you want, like, a man, like, you know, you're like an independent woman and you don't need no man. But then, like, sometimes you kind of do, but there's no man around. So what you do, you take that men's deodorant spray. Do the spray. This Dove shit. Oh God, it smells like the most fuckable man. Wait, let me, I feel like guys are like, what kind is it? Tell me, I'll get it now. So I'm looking at it. It's dermatologically proven. Oh, that's bullshit. Dove Men Plus Care. Clean comfort. 1/4 moisturizer technology. 48-hour powerful protectant. It's an antiperspirant. That's what it is. I don't know what flavor it is, but it's whatever. It smells. Wait, let me smell it right now. Scent is the strongest scent I can memory. Wait. Oh my God. I feel like I'm getting fingered. No one is. Whatever. I'll save that for guys we fuck. So this is what you do. You get this. You steal like the men's deodorant from your gym. And then you buy a body pillow. And then you buy a weighted blanket. You can get all this shit off Amazon, okay? And this is what you do. You spray the body pillow with the men's deodorant. And then you put the weighted blanket over it. So you're not like, you know, ugh. You know, sometimes it's too much. You're like, do I have allergies? No, I just can't inhale this directly. So yeah, and that's what you do. And you do that. And you're like, oh, this is great. You really can trick yourself into like thinking anything's around. Guys, we have imaginations. Use it. Remember when we were children and we used to play with toys like dolls, Barbie dolls, G.I. Joe, whatever you do. And just remember when you were able to keep yourself busy. No. You got lost in your own imagination with the own world you created. How beautiful was that? What a great feeling that was. What a high. You know, you still have all those thoughts and you still have the ability to imagine and be and have, you know, be creative and imaginative. Whatever. Sometimes I say things and they're not the right thing. But I miss that. And so really, you tap into it, baby. Tap into it. Okay? Do it for me. Do it for you. Okay, so this is a request. If anybody listening to this podcast, so the email, if you want to email me, the email address to this podcast is thevoicesinourheads@gmail.com. I'll put it in like the description for this link thing. And if you are a person who's listening to this and you are a news anchor, like, or you can do like real, I'm talking legit, like, you don't have to be like a legit news anchor, but like you can do the cadence. You can do the tonight at 5, you know, whatever. I can't, see, you try to think of something, you can't think of it. But like the news anchor cadence. And if you can do that, can you send me an audio file of you reading like either erotica or like something about farts or just something silly? Because the other day I was like, you know what I feel like would be really funny? Speaking of like creativity, combining two previously mutually exclusive things, news anchor cadence. This is not an original thought idea by any means. I can't imagine that it is. And I'm sure it's online, but I don't want that. I want you, okay? If you can do that news anchor cadence, send me like an audio clip of you reading something about farts or erotica or like Donald Trump's tweets or something like silly. I feel like that would be really funny and I'm like craving that, but I want it from a listener. I don't want to mine for it on the internet. I have an audience. I got to use them. You know what I mean? All right, guys. I hope you had a great time. And good for you for hanging in there, man. Woman, they, them, that it's their dog, doggy. Seriously, you're doing great. You might not be right now. But if you're listening to this and you're not doing great, look, it's going to get better. Even it's going to get a little bit better. That's science. That's how life works, okay? And I am currently in a place of contentment. Really, I'm content. I'm beyond content right now. Because, like, I don't know if you remember that story about me, like, sitting at that table like a boss-ass bitch. But I'm just, I'm in a place where I really like myself and I like what I'm doing and I like the people in my life a lot. And I love this Christmas tree that I'm staring at. And I go, oh my God, my ornaments is so funny. Like, just make, I encourage you to, this is the last episode of the year of 2019. Did you think I was going to say ever? No one thought that.
And I just, you know, I'm getting a little reflective because it's the end of the year. I love New Year's resolutions. And I love the start of the new, I love a clean start. And I treat the new year like a clean start. And for the first 3 days of that new year, I do the thing that I'm trying to do. And I'm like, oh, that's nice to experience willpower for 3 days. It's like new. But, you know, be the best you can be. Be kind. And don't be a dick if you can help it. You can help it. Work on yourself. Read books. Feed pigeons and take slow-mo videos of them by the water. It's like really fun. Go rollerblading. Babes on blades, motherfuckers. Babes on blades. I'm going to come out with, man, I got some fun plans for 2020. I got a feeling. I'm going to make like a little prediction. And it's only for me, not you. So maybe you're not interested in this. But I feel like 2020 is going to be my year. I say that every year, but something's telling me I'm like doing like work on myself. But it's like I'm finally seeing like, oh, the benefits of it. And an example of a benefit is like not reacting, you know, to a situation by, you know, freaking out and screaming and yelling. Like, that's pretty cool that I don't do that anymore. I'm like really, I'm proud of myself. And I feel like 2020 is going to be really good. I just have a feeling. I feel like it's going to be a really good fucking year for me, for you, for Stu. Hey, Stu. Who's Stu? Is anybody named Stu anymore? Oh, it stands for Stuart. I was just going to ask what that stands for. And I'm really looking forward to 2020. I just got a feeling, you know, I think a lot of great things are going to happen. And I feel like, hey, take my positive energy and run with it, baby. Put it right up that asshole, your butthole or in your mouth. Put it in your mind, put it in your heart. You know, if I can give a gift to you this holiday season, it would be the courage to go after what you want, as long as like not hurting anybody, like harming anybody, and to make your life great, and there's just start small, just have a sense of humor with yourself, make jokes just to you. One of the things I love doing is like I love having things hanging in my apartment or around my apartment that make me just laugh. Like that fucking, I'm staring at it right now, Princess Diana plate that I make anybody who does cocaine in my apartment do it off that plate. It's a rule I made up on a whim, and it was funny, and I was like, I stuck to it, and that plate's got coke residue on it, man. And it makes me so happy. It wouldn't make me happy if I was like, oh, hey, friend, you got a problem. You got to stop. Whoa, okay. Like, you know, like I try to keep it, you know, good. But it just, make your life enjoyable in these little tiny ways, because it's easy to do. You just got to sit and think, what would make me happy? What makes me laugh? What makes me smile? I really appreciate you all listening to my podcast. I really like doing this. I like doing it more and more. The more I do it, I'm like really looking forward to recording. I was really looking forward to recording this. I had a long ass day, but I was like, I'm very excited to talk to you all. And I hope you like it. Oh, and then I mean this. Can you rate and review it on iTunes? Please, can you do that? Because then I'm up, like you get up in the comedy charts. If you have it in you, if you don't, I get it. But that would be cool. And I'll see you next year. I do my hair. Until then, check my nails. Amen. Baby, how you feeling? Be a friend. Hair toss, check my nails. You're so zen. Baby, how you feeling? Shoulders off, keep it moving. Yes, Lord, trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool. Shit, come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair. All the big fights.
make it right.